Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Well, well, my friends, today's episode is going to be a head spin, sort of heartbreaking, but very important. This was recorded during my Facebook Live series. It's one of those from the vault, and it was 2019, and per audience request, I was talking about social isolation. And in the post-2020 world, isn't that just the craziest thing to remember that this is already something we were struggling with deeply before we went into lockdowns and really changed the whole structure of how we interact with people? So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the psychological causes and impacts of social isolation and how important it is to be aware of this, because the opposite of isolation is collaboration and consultation. And this is what the world needs to be uplifted, to be transformed, and for each of us to fulfill our highest callings and live the richest lives. And this episode will leave with some tips and ideas about how to break through this unfortunate circumstance we find ourselves in, even though we're in the post-COVID world, the PC world. Oh, that's really good. We're in the PC world now, and we need to break through these walls of social isolation that were already there and have been reinforced these last couple years. So, in a spirit of friendship and unity, I hope you enjoy this episode, and I hope it helps you feel more connected, more heard, more understood. Hey, you guys. So today I'm going to talk about social isolation, this phenomena that's crazy common and keeps coming up in conversations with people. I have so many thoughts about this, and I don't want to overthink it. Hey, Jamie. I'm talking about social isolation, and I don't want to overthink this video. I like the spontaneity. So I'm going to share my thoughts, and forgive me if there's a lot of ums, because that's what happens when I'm articulating my thoughts at the same time, articulating my mind, same time I'm verbalizing. So social isolation, first off, no one is alone or isolated in experiencing social isolation. This is super common from all kinds of people, and in my own conversation and experience, it's with people that you wouldn't expect. So therefore, I don't know, maybe it's everyone. So some ideas to keep this video organized. So how does it manifest? Like, what does it mean, social isolation? What are the causes, and what can we do about it? Because I think it's very important that we address it and do something about it, because collaboration and friendship and encouragement and consultation, all these things are so important, and what we need personally and what the world needs. The world needs us to be at our best and to be giving fully. And when we are isolated, we are not giving fully. So how does it manifest? Well, anxiety, which can either cause us to act out or to withdraw. Depression, same thing, act out or withdraw. Feeling scattered and frenetic and dissatisfied. If you have any ideas, feel free to pitch in. So like how social isolation manifests. So why is this happening? Well, of course, you know, we all know it has something to do with our phones and the digital revolution, or at least it's heightened it, right? And so, and this is self-perpetuating.
Even if you decide, okay, today on the subway, instead of staring at my phone or listening to my podcast, I'm going to be open to having a conversation with people. But the person next to you may not want to have a conversation because they're listening to their podcast or checking their, prepping their Instagram post or whatever it is. So it's this kind of self-perpetuating thing. I think it's worth examining what actually looking at screens does to us. And having things going directly into our ear, sound bites constantly. And I look at my screen and I listen to things. I'm not saying it's all bad, but I know that like parents often can see like how their kids are just like a little more zombified or cranky after they've been on their tablet and stuff. So I think that's a whole aspect to consider about this social isolation. We are a niche society. We have this choice, this apparent choice through YouTube and Facebook and whatever to only listen or engage with what we want to or with people who echo back to us our own opinions. So, therefore, why should we put up with engaging with people in real life who maybe see it differently or maybe, are smacking gum or like whatever it is, like we have this sense of luxury that we can seek connection somewhere apart from the people right in front of us. And, they say that we're less able to negotiate in conversation and stuff like that. Nowadays, I don't know that I really experienced that, but maybe it's because people aren't talking to me who are like that, and so do you know what I'm saying? Like maybe they're so isolated that I'm not even having conversations with them. But that's definitely worth considering as well. I think we're too busy, frankly. I think that's the biggest thing here. I think that with social media and with like cost of living rising, like we have to work more, but then we're also like have you ding ding ding, our phones are going off and we have to check things and whatever. Like I think we're just in a state of freneticness, and I don't think Netflix and chill is quality time. I don't think that's true connection with another person. So I just think it's hard to make time to meaningfully connect with people. And we think that we're getting our social needs met through social media. So it's like one of those analogies, like the frog in the boiling pot of water. Like we don't really realize it's a bad situation and until it is. And even when we get off the grid, I think there's this nagging sense of like, what could we be missing right now? Because we're all so much in that pace of checking things and what's happening now and that sort of thing. And this has crazy implications for our own spiritual life and our own connections with ourselves. I think because we can constantly be distracting ourselves and we can constantly check social media or look something up online or text someone, post something, I don't know if we, most of us, are taking time to connect with ourselves. To be with our own thoughts. And so we're going into the world already isolated from ourselves, and then not having meaningful connections when we're engaging with the world. And I think social media in general, actually pushes us a lot nowadays to have an opinion about things. And not everything is that. Most things are nuanced and evolving, so I think the push to always have an opinion and like pick a side is exacerbating sense of separateness. I think it's very helpful to acknowledge that a background loneliness is an aspect of being. It's part of just being alive and being human. And it's not a good thing and it's not a bad thing. I think it's like the sand in the oyster that can definitely lead us down a bad path, but it can also lead us to seek God. It can bring us to our knees. It can lead us to write poetry and make great art that lasts for centuries and touches people's souls across the world. It can give us that motivation to go out of our way to be considerate or kind to someone or to offer a service. And again, I think it's healthy to know that we are all individuals. We are all deeply connected and we are all individual. And just say, God, this painting is perfect for this. That was not intentional, but that's very much what this painting is for me, Giraffe Under the Moon. It's like there's this beautiful sense of this loving divine energy. Like the giraffe is very held spiritually, but it's also alone, but then it's not because there's the moon. So, an aspect of loneliness is just part of being alive. But the thing is, we're constantly bombarded with messages that that isn't so. The freaking Flonase ad shows us how our lives can be completely satisfying and happy all of the time. And movies and talk shows and books, they're all telling us, no, you can have it all the time. And social media, our friends' curated highlight reel of their lives make us think, well, this person's doing great. And, so acknowledging that loneliness is an aspect of being and also acknowledging the false, somewhat false, and definitely curated messages that are constantly bombarded at us about how satisfying life should truly be all the time. Let me see if there's anything else that I really want to talk about. I wrote down some notes. As you can tell, I've been talking about this a lot with friends. And so, what can we do about it, right? Well, we can have this conversation, we can acknowledge it. Make time to spend with people. Make time to spend with yourself and listen to the loneliness and acknowledge it and don't immediately try to feed it because something beautiful might be on the other end. And do what connects you deeply with joy. And I mean joy in the C.S. Lewis way. It isn't necessarily like amusement park glee all the time, but where you feel that sense of meaning or aliveness deep in your soul. And maybe that's when you're with your family and you can just really see them and appreciate this moment and time undistracted. Or maybe it's when you're in nature hiking, or when you're in prayer, or when you're playing with rhythm, and you're making art and making music. So do those things that connect you with joy and don't put them on social media and don't try to, Snapchat it. Wow, I think that's a big thing. So a friend of mine, a collaborator, we have been talking about an event that we're gonna do in Austin, dates and info coming up. But we talked about the sense of social isolation and creating a space for art and rhythm and being together and being together not so that we can talk and try to hash out the world's problems and stuff, but just a place where we can get our heartbeats in sync. You know? So that's one thing that I'm excited about to address social isolation. So those are some of my thoughts. Whatever you're feeling, you're not alone. You are not alone. There is someone else this second feeling exactly how you do. The more we talk about it and address it, the better. And we got to come out of our silos and our hiding places and give to the world and connect, because there's more people who see things the way you do or have the missing link to help you see things more fully, or who need your friendship out there than you realize. So please, I'd love your thoughts about social isolation. Don't make me feel isolated in expressing these ideas. No, thanks for listening, and yeah, I look forward to see what your thoughts are. Have a good one. You're not alone out there in any of this.